Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and this morning I want to talk a little bit about something going on over in the United Kingdom that pretty bad, in my opinion. There's a British hotel. Here's what the headlines of the article that I was reading about says: British hotel replaces Bibles with soft porn. And then it's got the name of this book, 50 Shades of Grey. Now, I've not read 50 Shades of Grey. I'm not going to. I did look up the reviews on the internet about what this book was about. And the reviews all say it's about a woman who is just a normal woman, doesn't do anything weird as far as, you know, her life sexually. I hate to talk about that on the radio, but that's what this is a book is about. And then it's about this man who's kinky and meets her and takes her back into her room and all this stuff. So it's actually just a porn book, people. I mean, just let's call it what it is. They can call it soft porn if they want, but it's porn. Well, it's sad because the hotel took all the Gideon Bibles out of the rooms. He's got 40 guest rooms, and this place is called the Damson Denne Hotel, I guess is how it's pronounced. Damson, D-E-N-E, Hotel. It's in the Lake District of England. And this Denby guy who owns it, he said that's just his decision. Here's what he had to say about it. He said, "Tonight, millions of women will be curling up in bed with a good book, and you can bet your life it won't be the Bible. More likely than not, it will be 50 Shades of Grey. This is what he's saying now. I haven't read the book yet. I'm not in the target audience, but I'm told it's a ripping good yarn, and everyone who's in the target audience loves it. This made me wonder about the sense of providing a book, the Gideon Bible, which no one reads and many dislike, in the bedside cabinet of our hotel bedrooms instead of a book which everyone wants to read, such as 50 Shades of Grey." He said he'd been considering the substitutions for a long time. Well, he had bought this hotel from Methodist Group about 10 years ago, according to NBC News. So this is, and he had told, the NBC News that he was thinking originally, like I said, considering the substitution. And originally he was thinking about putting in a book by Ayn Rand called Atlas Shrugged, and that was his first thought. He said he didn't do this change for any philosophical reasons. That hasn't stopped the local vicar, I guess, from publicly denouncing the change, though. The Reverend Michael Woodcock, parish priest at a St. Mary's Church in Crosthwaite, where the hotel is located, he told British media that the hotel's decision is just a gimmick. Well, he said there's also much criticism coming from the United States, where the Gideon Bible is more popular. This is what the Denby guy said, who owns the hotel. People in the States feel much more strongly, he told NBC. We've had quite a few emails quoting the scripture to us and suggesting that it'd be a good thing to put the Bible back. In an update on Thursday, July 26th, Denby posted that response in England to the move have been overwhelmingly favorable, but that emails continued to pour in from the U.S. characterized by a very unchristian combination of lies, threats, and intimidation. He also noted that an NBC online poll on the move drew nearly 32,000 responses to the question, which book would you be more likely to pick up in your hotel room? Well, as of Thursday, 42% said 50 Shades of Grey, and 37% said the Bible, with the rest expressing no preference. Now, the owner of this hotel, Denby, went on to say in his little blog daily that he's not completely giving up on the Bible. When I first read that sentence, I thought, well, maybe he's going to read this thing and learn something here, maybe start reading the Bible and learn. Well, that's not what he meant by not completely giving up on the Bible. What he says, and let me read this to you, he says, Denby said in his blog that he's not completely giving up on the Bible. "I'll keep a couple behind the reception desk so that if any guest whose preferred bedtime reading happens to be the Bible finds that they have forgotten to pack their copy, well, they'll be pleased to read in the guest handbook that they can borrow a copy from the receptionist. Isn't that sweet? I talk a lot about what's going on in the church world that's crazy and false and fake and wrong, and how they've gotten away from the word. But, you know, there's a lot of things in this world, and this is one of them, and it relates to the Bible because that's what we're talking about here. Gideon's put these Bibles in hotels all over the world. Well, this guy decided that the Bibles, nobody was reading them anyway. Nobody want to read them. Matter of fact, he said, what was it he said? This made me wonder about the sense of providing a book, the Gideon Bible, which no one reads. I'm not sure how he knows that. Maybe he goes up and looks at every book to see if it's been used. I don't know. But anyway, point being, I know I've used them. I've looked at them. I've read them. More than once taken the Bible out of a nightstand by the bed in a hotel room and read that book. The Bible that was provided by the Gideons. But, as I was saying, this, again, is just another thing that shows us, that proves to us that are watching, proves to us that have our ear to the ground, as the saying is, that there's some bad things happening in this world. It's not all in the United States, folks. It's all over. I live in the United States, for those of you out of the country that might be hearing this. I live in the United States, and I talk a lot about what's going on in the United States, but there's things going on all over the world that are just anti-biblical, anti-God. And it's a sad state of affairs what's going on in this world. It truly, truly is sad. It's amazing. And I know he said, a lot of criticisms come to the United States. Well, I'll tell you one thing about the people over here in the United States. They do voice their opinions. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. They voice their opinions, and that's a good thing in a lot of ways. Now, I'm saddened to hear that this guy took this approach with these hotel rooms. I guarantee you, I'm not planning on ever going to England anyway, but if I did, I guarantee I wouldn't be staying at his hotel. I don't advise anybody else to either. It just sounds like a sick place to me if you're going to provide pornography books for you to read at nighttime instead of a good book like the Bible that you can sit and talk to God with. You know, that I have no use for it. You shouldn't have any use for it. That's the way it is. I don't care if the guy goes out of business. I mean, I don't wish anything bad on him or anybody else. But his business has no place on this earth, as far as I'm concerned. It's an evil, evidently a very evil run business. And so there's no need for it, no room for it, and I don't care about it. If it shuts down tomorrow, I wouldn't lose a bit of sleep. I'd say praise the Lord that place needed to be closed, because after all, he's promoting pornography in it, and it doesn't need to be there. Enough said about that. But anyway, that reading that little article just reminded me so much of what all's going on in this world. The little things that so many people overlook. So many people look past, I guess I would say. I'm sure there's a lot of people that saw that little blurb about in the magazine or newspapers or online news or wherever about that hotel in New England, or excuse me, Great Britain. Excuse me. And they probably heard it and they thought, well, it's in Great Britain. It's no concern of mine. And so what? It doesn't affect me. And that's what I see becoming a huge trend. Huge, huge trend is that I hear more and more people all the time saying, well, it doesn't affect me. Whatever. It's their life. They can do what they want with it. It doesn't affect me. It's their lifestyle. I don't care how they live, as long as they don't push it on me. Christianity is good for you, I guess, as long as you don't push it on me. And that's what's happening all over the world now, is these, everybody. People are changing their ways. Now it's all live and let live. Do what you want to do. You know, if I don't agree with it, just don't bother me with it. It's the old close your eyes and let the world go to hell in a handbasket. And who cares? You know, it's sad how we've all become so tuned out in so many ways to what's going on in the world, and tuned in so much to all the nonsense that's going on in the world that we just let happen and agree with because it don't affect us. No, I'm not going to be affected personally by going to this man's hotel because I'm not going there. But it just goes to show us another little example of how people's mindsets are working in this world today. He's only got 40 hotel rooms. Maybe he's got more hotels. I don't know. But anyway, it said in his 40 hotel room. The point being that evil and the bad things are becoming acceptable. So much so that it doesn't even raise anybody's eyebrows hardly anymore. It's truly amazing. Truly amazing how we have become so conditioned to the ways of the world. And I'm talking, when I say we, I'm talking about Christians. Christians have become so conditioned to the ways of the world that we close our eyes to 99% of the things going on in the world because it just, as we think, doesn't affect us. And that's what I get a lot of talk to about from people is, why do you concern yourself with this? Why are you so worried about what's going on with this church over there? You don't live there. What do you care if this preacher's preaching to 40,000 people every weekend and he never preaches the gospel? He only talks about self-help. What do you care? You don't live there. I care because I care about them. I care because God called me to a ministry of exposing the wrongs in the church world today so that people can see and hear what's going on and be aware of it so they don't fall into the trap. That's why I care. I love all these people. I have a heart for all these people and the preachers. I just wish they would listen to somebody. If they're not going to listen to me, listen to somebody else that knows and hears and speaks the truth. That's why we care. That's why I care about what's going on in this little hotel over in England. Because it does affect me. In a roundabout way, it affects me a lot. Because it's another nail in the coffin of the moral decay in the world. Which in turn affects all of us. See, we're all in this world together, folks. And that's something that a lot of you don't get. A lot of Christians don't get it. They show up on Sunday, they do the little thing, and they go home. And everything's alone. They don't care. They live their church life every 1 hour or 2 hours a day on a Sunday, one time, one day a week, and the rest of the week, they concentrate on themselves. If y'all don't believe that, just look at yourself maybe. Sit down, take a few minutes to think about what you are like and what you're really truly doing in life. And you'll realize that we turn a blind eye to so many things that it's just sad and it's terrible. And it's not supposed to be this way. It's just not. Time for us to open our eyes and open our minds, people. Everything in this world that goes on affects all of us. God bless you. Listen, gotta go. I love each one of you. Hey, write us, let us know what you think. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 623-6220. God bless you.